Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The UN says aid trucks are trickling into Gaza, ending a nearly three-month-long blockade imposed by Israel. Israel's prime minister, meantime, vowing to take full control of Gaza, launching more deadly airstrikes overnight. That is indirect talks on a ceasefire take place in Qatar. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge has more.
There are some subtle signs, some subtle reports that suggest that we are at the most hopeful point ever since Israel restarted its war at the end of the last ceasefire just weeks ago, that there could be some hope of a breakthrough in those talks amidst a lot of US pressure. President Trump, you're saying, has really doubled down and suggested that he now wants to see an end to the war in Gaza.
The call between President Trump and Russia's President Vladimir Putin has concluded, lasting nearly 2 hours. The White House has yet to issue a readout saying President Trump plans to talk to Ukraine's leader too, all to help broker a ceasefire deal. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The search continues for a missing boater after a sailboat tipped over in Lake Monona Friday night. Four people were on board. One swam to shore and later guided rescuers to the area where the boat flipped. Authorities were able to rescue two people who were wearing life jackets, and that was a tough task. Officials from the Madison Fire Department say there were high waves and it was really tough to see. But a fourth person is still missing. The search for them continues today. And a key crossing that connects Wisconsin to Iowa is closed today and will likely stay that way for a bit. Jimmy Kuska reports.
The Black Hawk Bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa near Lansing is unexpectedly closed once again. The Iowa DOT said that movement was detected with one of the bridge's piers, prompting the closure. The bridge will be closed for at least this week and until further notice, according to DOT officials. Last year, the bridge was closed for nearly 2 months for emergency repairs. A new bridge is under construction and expected to open in 2027. The closest river crossings are in La Crosse or Prairie du Chien.
The Iowa Department of Transportation will inspect the bridge and should have an update at the end of the week. Meanwhile, the Click It or Ticket campaign begins today. Every year, authorities across the country and here in Wisconsin reinforce seatbelt use. The goal is to educate drivers and get people to be safer in their vehicles. It's one of the easiest and most effective steps you can take to survive a crash. And we've actually seen a drop in seatbelt use here in the Badger State. In 2023, 92% of Wisconsin drivers wore seatbelts. And last year, that number dropped to 89%. Wisconsin law allows officers to stop and cite drivers for not wearing a seatbelt, and they can be fined for every unbuckled passenger in the vehicle. Click It or Ticket purposely kicks off ahead of the first big summer travel holiday with Memorial Day this weekend. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers host Baltimore.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it's the Brewers and the Orioles at AmFam Field tonight for the first of three games. Milwaukee with a 5-2 win over the Twins after losing four of their last five games. I asked Brewers pitcher Trevor McGill, on the 1-10, how badly did they need that win yesterday?
Probably out of 11 out of 10. We really needed that. The energy today and everything just looked and felt great from the first pitch.
Racing, 26-year-old Robert Schwartzman of Israel, becoming the first rookie to win the pole position at Indy since 1983.
I don't know what even to say. The car felt amazing. Coming here for my first oval race, I would never even expect myself to be in this position. It's unbelievable, honestly. Big thanks to everybody. Big thanks to the fans who came here, who were cheering for me. Big thanks to y'all.
Schwartzman clocked at 232.7 miles per hour. The Indy 500 coming up on Sunday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy and a bit breezy today with high temperatures flirting with 60. Then a chance of showers and thunderstorms, with chances starting mainly after midnight. Rain will definitely be falling tomorrow morning, and it won't let up, giving us some soaking amounts. It'll also be windy. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 48.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
The John and Gordy Show.
National Make a Friend Day is today. Make a friend. How to observe National Make a Friend Day. Make a friend at work or at school, in the community, or just about anywhere. Introduce one friend to another. Give a shout out to a friend who makes your life better. Sam, have you made any friends lately?
No.
Okay. Thank you for playing our game.
We work in radio. We don't make friends.
Yeah, that's right.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Dr. Kristen Lierley, host of the new Dr. Kristen Lierley Show, and artist-actor Steve Segrin joins the program. Now that's how you Monday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Yeah, Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. Oklahoma high schools are going to be teaching that the 2020 election was stolen from Donald Trump. A caller earlier pointed out that there's actually even a Snopes site debunking this. Now, I have not double-checked this, so I can't vouch for it, but, you know, I encourage you to check it out yourself, suggesting that Russian high school civics textbooks talk about how corrupt Joe Biden was and how the 2020 election was stolen from Donald Trump. And now Oklahoma's. This is just crazy. Ryan Walters is the state school superintendent, and he's putting this into policy, into effect, simply by declaring it, by proclaiming it, by making it the new rule. He said, we have education bureaucrats who are left-wing elitists that think they know best for the families, and they have become so radicalized that our families are going, what's going on here? Yeah. I would ask the same question, you know, what is going on here? Other efforts by Walters, this from a piece in The Guardian by Maya Yang. Other efforts by Walters include promoting Trump-endorsed Bibles across classrooms, as well as supporting an attempt to establish the U.S.'s first public religious charter school. That's something that the Supreme Court heard arguments on, what, 2 weeks ago, as I recall? And based on the kind of questions that the right-wingers on the courts, the Republican appointees, were asking, sounds like they're going to approve. But we'll see. They're also, Ryan is also requiring schools to teach that the source of COVID-19 was a Chinese lab, one of Trump's favorite theories. And a group of parents and educators have instituted a lawsuit to try to stop this. But this is crazy. This is, you know, you've got a state going down the path of Russia, and nobody is saying what the hell. I assume a lot of people are saying what the hell, but it's like, why isn't this a national story? Why isn't there more coverage of this? Why do I have to go to the Guardian for this instead of the New York Times? Meanwhile, we've got an amazing geeky science, and then I'll get to your calls here. This was research that was done at the University Hospital in Bonn, Germany, and the University of Bonn in collaboration with Hebrew University in Israel. And it was published in ACS Pharmacology and Translation Science, which is a peer-reviewed scientific journal. And one of the things that they know is that there are these receptors in our brains called cannabinoid receptors. These are, you know, receptors are like locks, and the things that fit into them are like keys that go into the lock, and they turn the lock and cause, well, in this case, cause intoxication. You take enough THC and you get high. And that's because these receptors in your brain, you know, fill up with THC and go, whoo-hoo! But it turns out that those receptors, they're called the CB1 receptors, the cannabinoid type 1 receptors. They're quite abundant in the brain, but it appears that they're also linked to brain aging. And that, in fact, one of the concerns about chronic cannabis use is that, you know, filling these receptors on a regular basis with large quantities of cannabinoids may cause them to become less effective over time and lead to a loss of mental acuity and memory and things like that. Well, this research kind of blows that theory up. The researchers wanted to see what would happen if the CB1 receptors were excited by low-dose THC over a long period of time. And they now, again, this was all done with mice. We haven't seen these studies with humans yet. But what they discovered was that, well, in fact, I'll just, this is from scipost.org. With this in mind, the researchers set out to explore whether enhancing CB1 activity with low doses of THC could have the opposite effect, potentially reversing some aspects of brain aging. They were particularly interested in how THC might affect mTOR, a protein that acts as a central regulator of cell growth, metabolism, and aging. Now, I've told you before about this drug rapamycin that billionaires are taking, and there's companies that sell it over the internet. You've got to have a doctor. You know, they provide a doctor to you. Places like agelessrx.com, where you can get rapamycin, and it's supposed to slow down aging, or even in some cases reverse aging, and help people live longer and all this kind of stuff. There's you can Google it. It's all over the place. There's message boards about it. It's a major kind of fad right now, medical fad. And the way that rapamycin works is by affecting mTOR, the mammalian target of rapamycin. mTOR is a protein that acts as the central regulator. It controls how rapidly our cells grow. It's basically, if you fast, your body goes out of building mode and into basically regeneration mode, rebuilding mode. Restoring and obviously burning off fat and things like that, but also, kind of rebuilding. And that's mediated by mTOR. Fasting triggers this mTOR response. So what they discovered was that THC does the same thing in the brain. It triggers an mTOR response, which actually reverses brain aging in these mice. The mice were randomly assigned to receive either low-dose THC or a placebo for a period of 28 days, which is a significant part of their lifespan. These are elderly mice. And in the brains of the older mice, the THC treatment led to a temporary but significant increase in mTOR activity, particularly in the hippocampus, a region critical for memory and learning. The hippocampus is kind of the one-day scratch pad, and it's the primary locus of activity associated with short-term memory. And they note that this was accompanied by a rise in the levels of key synaptic proteins, the synapses, of course, such as synaptophysin and PSD95, which are essential for the formation and maintenance of synapses. Synapses are the connections between neurons. Furthermore, the researchers observed that THC treatment significantly boosted the metabolic activity of the hippocampus. This would theoretically be a good thing. In Congress to the, and so then they said, now what? How does this affect the rest of the body? Well, it turns out that it has an mTOR hit on fatty tissue as well, only in the opposite direction. Instead of encouraging more fat, it discourages fat. Just listen to this. In contrast to the brain, the adipose tissue, that's your fat, right, under the skin, the adipose tissue of the THC-treated mice showed a decrease in mTOR activity and a reduction in the levels of amino acids and carbohydrate metabolites, similar to what is observed during caloric restriction or intense physical exercise, both of which are known to have anti-aging effects. This reduction was particularly evident after 28 days of treatment, suggesting a dual-phase effect of THC, an initial increase in brain activity, followed by a systematic shift toward energy conservation and reduced metabolic activity. So not only does it make your brain work better, but it causes you to lose weight and live longer, at least if you're an old mouse. They note, in a previous study, researchers from Bonn, in collaboration with a team from Hebrew University in Jerusalem, demonstrated that long-term low-dose THC administration can reverse age-related decline in the brain by enhancing cognitive abilities and increasing synapse density in older mice. Now, the huge caveat here, of course, is that this is a study on mice. It's not a study on other primates. We are a primate. It's certainly not a study on humans. But wild stuff. I mean, this is just, and also we have no idea how, you know, what the dose related relationship would be with humans if we but we're both mammals, if we operate the same way mice do. You know, it might be that high levels of THC, enough to get you high, are actually, you know, produce the opposite effect. Nobody knows. So don't, you know, rush out and buy a bunch of pot right now based on this. But this is fascinating early research into the effect of cannabinoids.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
15 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with your calls right after this. Stay with us.
Can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry. You're hungry.
Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your RV, RV wins.
What, are you going to take the RV to the mountains or go pick up your dry cleaning?
RV wins!
Are we cleaning the gutters or taking the RV camping?
RV wins!
Are we getting a new passport or cruising up the coast?
RV wins!
Don't forget, you got that trip to Sweden coming up.
Oh, yeah, passport, then RV.
With Progressive, you can bundle your RV with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings in your RV. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare that people in D.C. without any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and freedoms. In legislatures, public schools, and even courtrooms, one set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else. That is not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. As the nation's leading group of free thinkers working to keep religion out of government, FFRF protects your right to think for yourself. Whether you've always been secular, left religion behind, or simply believe in true religious freedom for everyone, if we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedoms. Join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit ffrf.us/freedom to learn more and become a member, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511. Because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text fees may apply.
Taught it how to mimic voices and how to lie and how to creep. Now it's whispering in the wires, writing stories that ain't true. The truth is dying slowly in the coming AI group. Once we had a ballot box, now it's just a game of smoke. Deepfakes in the living room, your grandma's feet's gone broke. Training bots to sway your vote and hide what's real from view. Democracy is dangling in the coming AI coup. Oh, say, can you see? Are your eyes deceived? The screen says trust the system, but who programs what you believe? When the code obeys the tyrant and the facts are false and few, we will march into freedom. We'll be marched by the machine through and through.
Welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Jonathan in Port Jefferson, New York. Hey, Jonathan, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Good afternoon. I'm calling reference to every 2 months when the last president, Biden, was in power, they told the inflation results. Mm-hmm. Ever since the current Donnie from Queens is president, he hates that, they haven't given us any inflation reports.
Yes, they have.
I know inflation.
No, we got one just a week or so ago. It's down to 2.4. I mean, it's the lowest that it's been in several years.
Really? I don't know. Yeah. I go to the grocery store, and there's no way it's 2.4%.
No, I keep in mind those reports are always a month delayed, so they were reflecting the inflation probably before the, or in the early days of the proclamations of the tariffs.
Oh. Thanks for the information, because I know gas prices have gone up at least 30, 40 cents a gallon where I am, you know, at least since January.
Gone up?
Yeah, gone up 40 cents.
Yeah, Sean says it's gas prices are up here in Oregon as well. That's interesting, because oil prices are down, because worldwide demand for oil is down because there's this recession happening. And I'm
well,
go ahead.
It's corporate profits. What it is,
yeah.
Basically.
Price gouging.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for the info, Tom. Appreciate it, sir.
Good talking to you, Jonathan. Thank you. David in North Miami Beach, Florida. Hey, David, what's up?
Greetings, program. Yes, sir. We're talking about the selfishness. I'm afraid that a lot of the baby boomers learned the wrong lessons because of the way they were raised around sibling rivalry with W and Trump, the worst students. At it, especially when you throw in, you know, if you mess up, you'll wind up dead early. And so sibling rivalry is what they learn at all costs, zero-sum game. And, of course, I knew this back in the 80s from watching shows like Dallas and Dukes of Hazzard. Sibling rivalry was a regular plot point, sometimes friendly, sometimes less so.
All right.
And so, unfortunately, those lessons have trickled down badly into later generations. The trouble is, at least they were the little emperors of their time with all the benefits.
That's interesting.
And now, too many of them are keeping those benefits.
Yeah, as the oldest of four boys, I can tell you I know all about sibling rivalry. But, you know, it seemed to me that you know, this whole greed is good ethos came out of the Reagan Revolution, not out of sibling rivalry. I get that maybe the Dukes of Hazzard had that as a storyline because they were two brothers, weren't they? And wasn't there a sister, too?
But it gets worse because that was a rivalry between Reagan and Bush the Elder, who warned us against voodoo economics in April 1980.
Yeah, that was Bush Sr. Yeah.
Right. And so we had the information, but we decided, no, we're all going to be rich. And unfortunately, you were talking about with the lotto mentality, you know, it's bad enough people buying lottery tickets, but at least the winner would be another Floridian. But now, of course, if you want the really big ticket, so that, you know, there's a real chance your money is heading all the way to California.
Yeah.
Which with nothing to help your fellow people here. And you don't have to be the great publisher Dave Lawrence Jr. to know that a lot of that money simply displaces the property taxes that used to cover it. So it's lose, lose, lose. But the people who might have known, say, you know, in the year 2000, they've forgotten or died off, leaving the rest of us, Gen Xers like me, to, you know, try to clean up a mess with the fewest resources.
You live in Florida, right, Dave?
Correct. South Florida, which is funded by a lot of Cuban migrant money, at least until 2016.
I get that. You guys have no income tax, rather. Does that mean that your sales tax and property taxes are higher than most other states?
In theory, you could argue we just get fewer benefits than anyone, of course. Yeah. With Rick Scott turning down Medicaid as a ruse, using his dead mother to keep Obama at bay, his mother who had helped him, you know, run his first election. So we don't get benefits. We have no right to air conditioning, just the heat of all things, among many stupidities.
Amazing.
Thank you.
David, thank you for the call. Fascinating stuff. It's, you know, sitting here in the catbird seat, it's just amazing, you know, hearing from people all over the country and what I learn. I'm so grateful to all of you for participating in our program. I'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Speaking the truth, J.D. Vance would really rather you didn't know, but the Pope knows all about. I'll be right back with you. I know you've got a gazillion photos sitting on your phone right now. Well, don't leave them there. Get them printed for free and delivered straight to your door with Free Prints. With more than 1 million five-star reviews, Free Prints is the world's favorite way to get premium quality photo prints. No subscriptions, no commitments, just 1,000 free prints a year. Go to freeprints.com or download the Free Prints app directly from Google Play or the App Store. That's Free Prints or freeprints.com.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at Hartman Report.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend, including the state Republican convention with our friends at Wisconsin Watch and State Senator Royce on the Joint Finance Committee budget process. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. What a week for Wisconsin weather. Over the weekend, the National Weather Service confirmed just how many tornadoes touched down in the storm system that moved through the state on Thursday, knocking down trees, cutting off power, and doing property damage. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot reports.
A total of 9 tornadoes tore through the state last week on Thursday. The National Weather Service conducted their damage surveys on Friday and rated 3 of them EF2s on the Enhanced Fujita Scale. The National Weather Service says winds of 125 miles per hour hit New Richmond in far northwest Wisconsin, and 120 mile per hour peak winds destroyed parts of Juneau, Mayville, and Colby in southern areas of the state. And the tornado in Juneau was on the ground for over 9 miles. The others were rated EF1s with 95 mile per hour winds in Lumira, Christie, and another in Juneau that hit the airport. The rest were EF0s in Rib Falls and Loyal, with around 80 mile per hour winds there. Before Thursday, the state had seen 7 tornadoes in total this year, all of which appeared on April 28th. Now, in just 2 days so far this year, Wisconsin has experienced 16 in total. The state's average is 23 per year. Last year, we broke records with 45 tearing through our backyard. Tornado season lasts through August, but twisters can touch down any time of the year, and June is the peak month for them. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
And Wisconsin Republicans met for their state convention over the weekend. Leaders like Senator Ron Johnson and Representative Derek Van Orden called for unity in their speeches. The keynote came from South Carolina Representative Nancy Mace. The party also voted to oppose same-day voter registration, which became law in Wisconsin in 1975. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and a bit breezy today with high temperatures flirting with 60. Then a chance of showers and thunderstorms, with chances starting mainly after midnight. Rain will definitely be falling tomorrow morning, and it won't let up, giving us some soaking amounts. It'll also be windy. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend. And then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
The Todd Alba Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect with people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch the Todd Alba Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'm joined by Benga Ajilore, a former advisor with the USDA, talking about the threats to rural hospitals posed by the Republican budget reconciliation.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio, and tag you're it.
They say we're small, but history knows it only takes a spark before the fire grows. Not 50%, not even 10, just the hearts of a few rising up again. From the fields of Maine to the Georgia pines, in college towns and factory lines, we're standing up, we're making noise. Everyday women, men and boys. One in every 28, that's all it takes to bend the arc, to raise the stakes. We're marching forward, hearts ablaze, from muddy roads and darker days. With hands held high, we won't be late to change the world. Just one. No need for thrones.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here today. Karen in Las Vegas. Hey, Karen, what's up?
Hi, long-time listener, first-time caller. I'm calling regarding the 2024 presidential election and some research done on it by the Election Truth Alliance that has proven statistical anomalies, and it looks like what may probably happen was the tabulation machines were hacked.
In Pennsylvania more generally?
More generally, all over. There's the same pattern in Arizona as there is in Nevada. They're seeing it in Iowa. It's just very interesting. And I'm hoping that at some point in time you could have Nathan Taylor from the Election Truth Alliance on to kind of explain what they found.
Okay.
And it also uncovered that this was probably not the first election that was hacked. It looks like 2020, there was an attempt at it, but we foiled it by having so much early voting because of COVID. So that's why more than likely the conservatives had, you know, were twisted about Trump not winning 2020.
Yeah, because they fully expected to, because they'd rigged the game. And then they were outraged when it didn't go the way they wanted. It wouldn't surprise me if 2016, too. I mean, I have been concerned about this since the 2008 election, or excuse me, the 2004 election, and you know, where it looked like Ohio's tabulators got essentially reset, you know, and that's where John Kerry lost that election. And I've, you know, for some reason, Wikipedia keeps pointing out that I was an election denier in 2004. Well, yeah, okay, I'll own that. yeah. Okay, Nathan Taylor. I wrote it down, Karen. I'll check it out. Thank you so much for the call, and thanks for the heads up on
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Jeff in Portland. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Hey, happy Monday, Tom. Excellent show in town hall today. My thoughts and best wishes to President Biden and his family.
Yeah.
And although I will say, I am going to say something very positive about his presidency, I do want to say it's horrifying what's going on in Gaza with about 500,000 people on the brink of starvation.
Yep.
And Gaza was the one issue where he really failed. And sadly, the Harris campaign wouldn't break with that policy, even though it would have been the politically expedient to do.
Agreed.
But anyway, Tom, going back to the town hall with O'Connor, I really like his branding of the MAGA bill as the big, brutal bill. And I think the framing argument for the Democratic Party should be shared prosperity and democracy versus oligarchy and autocracy. Trump and the MAGA Republicans, they're the party of oligarchs and reverse Robin Hoods. And as Congressman Connors said, this bill is going to be the biggest transfer of wealth in modern times from the working class to the billionaire class. So let's highlight, you know, how this MAGA BBB, big brutal bill, is going to further destroy the people and programs that once made America great, and juxtapose that with Biden's BBB, the Build Back Better, that it was, although it was pared down to the IRA, still heavily invested in programs and infrastructure to modernize our country and bring down the cost of housing, health care, and child care and education, which are going to explode with this bill. So, and then lastly, Tom, I thought your Hartman report today was awesome and spot on, but I kind of feel the term illiberal democracy is just a euphemism for fascist dictatorship.
Yeah.
Aren't we better off just calling it for what it is? You know, a lot of people might say, well, I don't like liberals, so, you know, illiberal democracy.
Yeah.
Me. What do you think?
You know, The problem is that you say fascist dictatorship and people think, you know, jackboot thugs on the streets and dragging Anne Frank out of her house and that kind of thing. And that's, you know, you could argue that we're there sort of with, you know, students and Venezuelans. But for the average person, we're not there yet. And so they tend to discount that kind of rhetoric.
But your piece said we're heading in the direction of, sure, of Putin and Orban. And, you know, I think those are fascist dictatorships. I mean,
yep, I agree. Although I'm not, you know, I'm not sure that you could call Hungary under Orban yet a dictatorship, but it's certainly leaning in that direction aggressively. It is an authoritarian autocracy. It is a kleptocracy. I don't know. Maybe you could call it a dictatorship. This is the problem. We have no clean definitions, Jeff. There's a lot of opinions, but no clean definitions. And largely because this has never been an issue for America. You know, I mean, you know, we've always had people complaining about it. You know, people, the John Birch Society back in the day saying that Earl Warren was a dictator, you know, and he needed to be impeached, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, really, we've, at least in our lifetimes, I mean, you know, certainly in the South, in the rise to the lead up to the Civil War, you had a fascist dictatorship take over a good chunk of America, about half of America at the time. You know, we haven't experienced that in our lifetimes. The closest we came to it was the McCarthy era. And that was just, you know, a lot of smoke and noise and Sturm und Drang. Rachel Maddow has done just a marvelous job of documenting that with her podcasts and her books. But, yeah,
definitely.
I get your point. Jeff, thanks for the call. It's always nice hearing from you. I appreciate it. Corrine in Muskegon, Michigan. Hey, Corrine, what's on your mind today?
Hey, long time no talk.
Yeah, nice to hear from you.
Yeah, I was just calling about Biden and his cancer diagnosis and wanting to wish him a very speedy recovery. Mm-hmm. And some of the postings I've been looking through my news, through my feed here, and some of the idiots out there are just... I got one here. He wouldn't have to go through this if he had been examined regularly. And they wouldn't even let a doctor examine him or he wouldn't have prostate cancer. It's like, yeah. What?
Well, what's happening, Corrine, is there's been this ongoing debate over the years about, you know, the cost of tests versus the unanticipated right. negative consequences of taking the test. The argument for right. prostate cancer in men has been that if you just look at PSA, which is the blood test, and because these types of cancers are typically very hard to you know detect with a rectal exam. So you look at the PSA, and it starts going up. Well, it can go up from a lot of things. The most common thing that drives it up is a small bacterial infection that can be knocked out with antibiotics. So, but it can lead to really invasive stuff and really expensive stuff. And so starting about 10 years ago or thereabouts, and I was paying careful attention to this because I had prostate cancer, starting about
right.
10 years ago.
I remember that.
Yeah, so starting about 10 years ago or so, they started saying, you know, if you're over 70, don't even bother with a PSA test. And so there's...
So that's what they told my boyfriend.
Yeah, so there's speculation that Biden never got the PSA tests, you know, which would have caught this. And I'm of the opinion that that cost-benefit analysis that they've been doing is one that's being driven by the insurance companies more than anything else. They don't want to have to pay for the damn tests or
right.
the expensive follow-up. But I don't know. I mean, I'm not a medical authority. I'm just, you know, an interested observer.
Well, I just find it interesting that some of these people, this one in particular, said that if he would have been, you know, that he wouldn't have gotten cancer if he would have been checked.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
That is absolutely ridiculous comment.
Yeah, no, that doesn't make any sense.
I mean, you can be checked till the cows come home and you may never get cancer, but you can, you know, may not. If the fact that this person said that if he would have been checked, he would have never got cancer.
Yeah, no, it's a particularly brutal cancer. I mean, this killed my good friend Joe Madison just last year, or the year
right.
before. It's an awful form of cancer, and it hits black people more frequently than white people. But it also hits people over 65, men over 65, more commonly than anybody else. So, I think that
right.
they should be screening for it, but. You know, there's this whole medical debate. So Corrine, I gotta run.
You know, I mean, yeah, thanks, Tom.
Okay, good talking to you. Thank you. It's 44 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this. Stick around. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program, your media support group for we, the people of the United States of America and the world.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with you.
It's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capiche?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Gerrymandering, the manipulation of voting district boundaries to engineer an election outcome which benefits a particular party, had a significant impact on control of the new Congress. A new report by the Brennan Center for Justice found over 4 of 5 congressional districts were won by a margin of over 10%, including 90% of the GOP House majority. Within that number, 132 GOP winners were in districts with winning margins of 25% or more, and 112 by a Democrat. In comparison, only 37 districts nationwide were decided by 5% or less, and only 19 districts were competitive enough to flip. The Brennan Center points to North Carolina as a state which, after a more liberal Supreme Court was flipped conservative in 2022, replaced the previous court's 7-7 competitive maps with the legislature's gerrymandered version, resulting in a 10-4 GOP congressional seat advantage. The most effective solution to gerrymandering at the moment is citizen-led independent redistricting, which has been successful in producing fairer and more competitive maps in California, Michigan, Utah, and a handful of other states. Brennan found that independent commissions, citizen-led or otherwise, drew only 82 congressional districts this cycle, but those districts were 3 times more competitive. We have the Brennan Center's report at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare the people he sees without any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
We'll be right back.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years' experience helping over 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage since 1985. Ever worried about getting coverage with a pre-existing health condition? SelectQuote partners with carriers that provide policies for a variety of health conditions. High blood pressure? No problem. Diabetes? That's fine, too. Even if you have heart disease, SelectQuote partners with carriers that can cover those conditions and others. And if you have no major health issues, they work with carriers that can get you same-day coverage with no medical exam required. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies that may cost you more and cover you less. While SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy to your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. So head over to SelectQuote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote, they shop, you save. Go to SelectQuote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, SelectQuote.com/Tom to get started. Factory's back with promises. Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here. Tony in Valley Township, Pennsylvania. Hey, Tony, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Fine, thank you.
First, long-time listener, first-time caller. Very, very briefly, there's a judge in Wisconsin they're trying to prosecute because she sheltered or gave assistance to an illegal. And the other day, ICE was nosing around the neighborhood of Kid Rock's restaurant. All of his employees disappeared.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I saw the story. He knew they were illegal.
Yeah.
They should be investigating him.
I agree. They won't, though, because he's Kid Rock and he's a big supporter of Trump, you know, which is exactly how corruption of government happens.
Absolutely. He should be in jail.
Yeah, I'm with you.
If we started putting the employers in jail, you wouldn't have an issue.
Right. And Trump has been convicted of 34 felonies. And what the media never mentions is that those felonies were associated with his stealing the 2016 election by preventing America from learning about Melania or learning about Stormy and, you know, his cheating on Melania with Stormy and Karen. Tony, thank you. Spot on. Larry in Eugene, Oregon. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Tom. Just when you thought things couldn't get any worse, the New York Times has uncovered a plan, and the New York Times reporter that investigated this plan from the Heritage Foundation was interviewed this morning on Amy Goodman's show, and the plan is that all criticism of Israel will be criminalized as anti-Semitic hate speech.
That's already happened.
And any support for Palestine in any form will be considered support for Hamas terrorism.
Yeah.
And all such criticisms are going to be criminalized through the Justice Department. Now, this is a plan by the Heritage Foundation being presented to the administration.
Yeah.
And that reporter had quite a tale to tell. In any way, you can check it out. It was on Amy Goodman this morning.
Wasn't this in Project 2025?
No. This is
a new one.
This is a new effort to, now this is going to be a nationwide effort to stop any criticism of Israel.
That's incredible.
Any at all.
That's incredible.
And any support for the Palestinians in any form.
I wonder if Trump will revisit that, given that Israel hasn't given him, a billion-dollar Gulf property, whereas Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the UAE all have. And Qatar is where Hamas is headquartered. It's where all the leaders of Hamas live. I mean, you know, it's...
That's correct.
It's Also,
the Israelis had hoped to displace 1 million Palestinians.
Right, by
to
moving
Libya,
them to Libya,
of all places.
Yeah, move them to a hellhole country that's in the middle of a civil war. That sounds brilliant, doesn't it?
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Tom, keep the faith.
Yeah, there you go. Larry, thanks for the call. Thanks for the heads up. Brian in Everett, Washington. Hey, Brian, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Great show today, believe me.
Thank you.
I called you a week a week ago Friday about the January 6th guys that are 20 miles south of me and how it's affecting the town I live in. One of the people that live in the complex I live in is Jewish. He had an Israeli flag in his window. He took it down. Another family that live at the front end of the complex, they're getting out because they see what's coming. They're running.
Wow.
And I'm just, you know, like I told you, I'm just sitting here waiting.
Yeah.
And I'm half Jewish, and I don't know that I should be afraid, but I don't know that I shouldn't be.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel.
Yeah. Apparently,
I've been waiting for this all my life since 1975.
Apparently, Elon Musk, I just saw this as a headline on Drudge, so fact check me on this, but apparently Grok, his AI device that he is essentially programming, you know, to talk about this phony white Holocaust in South Africa and all this kind of stuff. Apparently, Grok is now saying that it questions the Holocaust, you know, the Jewish Holocaust or the Nazi Holocaust altogether. So it's getting wild out there, Brian. It really is. Thanks for the heads up. Marilyn in Chicago. Hey, Marilyn, you have the last minute. What's on your mind today?
Hi. Oh, I just wanted to mention about Medicare Advantage that I'm just very disappointed in the Democrats that they are not doing something about not allowing private insurance, Medicare Advantage, to call themselves Medicare.
I agree.
Because when they call you, they call me like three times a day, and they present themselves as Medicare. I actually challenge them, and it takes them forever to admit that they're private insurance.
Yeah.
And it's just terrible. A friend of mine just had this experience. Her boyfriend had to go to the hospital for an appendix, really bad appendix problem, and he was in the hospital a few days. They told him, you know, we just want you to know that we're going to probably, you should consider that we're going to release you because Medicare Advantage isn't going to pay anymore. So you should go home and then call an ambulance to say you're sick so that you could come back and they'll start paying again.
Oh, my God.
Is that absurd?
Yeah, it
this
is.
This is the kind of stuff Medicare Advantage, and people don't know it because it sounds cheaper.
Yeah, no, you know?
But I want the Democrats to stop it calling it Medicare.
I'm with you. And Ro Khanna and Mark Pocan and Jan Schakowsky have introduced legislation to, it's called the Save Medicare Act, that specifically outlaws private insurance companies from using the word Medicare. God bless them. No way it's going to pass in the Republican-controlled legislature, but, you know, it's a start. Marilyn, thank you for the call. Thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and freedoms. In legislatures, public schools, and even courtrooms, one set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else. But that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. As the nation's leading group of free thinkers working to keep religion out of government, FFRF protects your right to think for yourself, whether you've always been secular, left religious, behind, or simply believe in true religious freedom for everyone. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedoms. Join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit ffrf.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511 today to learn more and become a member. Visit ffrf.us/freedom because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text Hartman with two N's to 5.
Madison, get ready to sizzle. Come into Koryul Hut Korean Barbecue and Hot Pot, Eastdown Mall. Indulge in all-you-can-eat Korean barbecue with the freshest meats grilled right at your table. Wash it down with boba tea. Enjoy the pleasant atmosphere. Koryul Korean Barbecue and Hot Pot.
Animal enthusiasts, registration is open for Camp Paw Print Summer Break at Dane County Humane Society. Kids ages 7 to 12 enjoy animal interactions, lessons with experts, service projects, art projects, and more. Visit giveshelter.org/camp for details. And now, Dane County Humane Society has a camp for ages 12 to 14. Camp Wildside is a nature and wildlife camp, bird and plant identification, monitoring nests, wildlife games, service, art projects, and more. Details at giveshelter.org/wildside.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump, in a social media post detailing his call with Russia's President Vladimir Putin, he also spoke with Ukraine's President Zelensky afterwards and says negotiations between both countries will begin immediately to try and end the war. He also suggests in the Vatican under Pope Leo could help facilitate that meeting.
President Trump says his phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin, quote, went very well. He says Russia and Ukraine will now start negotiations toward a ceasefire. The two sides met in Turkey last week for the first time in 3 years, but neither Putin or Ukrainian President Zelensky participated.
ABC's Karen Travers. The UN says aid trucks have begun flowing into the war-torn Gaza Strip for the first time in nearly 90 days due to Israel's full blockade for nearly 3 months. In Ohio, the mayor of Fremont says the body of a 5-year-old girl involved in the deadly train crash over Sunday night has been recovered in the Sandusky River. The girl was walking with her family when it happened. This is ABC News.